Good morning.
I don't think it's supposed to do that. This is a very special Sunday. Pentecost. For the Christian church, this is as important as Easter or Christmas.
对于基督教会，今天这个五旬节实际上是跟圣诞节和复活节一样重要的。
I asked one of the children's workers this morning, "Are you serving birthday cake?"
我就问孩子们说，今天你们是不是会有生日蛋糕啊？
One church I was at always served birthday cake to the children on Pentecost Sunday.
因为我去过的一个教会，每到五旬节一定会给孩子们分享生日蛋糕。
So they would learn that the importance of the birthday of the church.
所以他们会记得这个日子对教会有多么重要，因为相当于教会的生日一样。
Early in the church's history, church leaders decided we one Sunday a year that we focused on the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
在早期教会的历史里，教会的领袖们就觉得一年里一定要有一天的挑出来来纪念圣灵在教会的工作。
Pentecost is that Sunday.
这个圣灵降临节就是这样的一个。
Many Christians, it seems to me, have a very vague understanding of the Holy Spirit.
很多的基督徒对于圣灵只是有一个很模糊的概念。
They see him as something of an impersonal force.
他们把圣灵看作一种好像是高高在上超然的一个力量。But
they don't recognize that he is the third person of the Trinity.
他没有意识到这圣灵是三位一体的这个真神中的一位。
Who has a vital part in our Christian life. And so this morning I want to look at the role of the Holy Spirit in our life. If you go back to the night Jesus was arrested, before he was arrested, he tells his disciples, "I'm going to go away.
他在被捕的之前告诉门徒们，我要离开了。
I'm going to go away, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我要离开为你们预备地方。
Then, after the resurrection,
然后在他复活之后,
he meets with the disciples again and he says, "I am with you always."
他跟门徒们见面又告诉他们，我会常与你们同在。
And just a short time after he says this, he takes them to the Mount of Olives.
在这不久之后，他把他们带到橄榄山上。
And they watch as he disappears into heaven.
然后门徒们就看着耶稣就消失在天堂里了。
Now I would be confused if I were one of the disciples.
如果我是当时跟着他一起的门徒，我肯定会觉得很糊涂。
I'm going away.
他说我要离开了。
I'll always be with you.
我要与你们常与你们同在。
And suddenly he's gone.
然后突然他就离开了。
I would be confused. What could he mean?
我肯定会觉得很糊涂，这是什么意思呢？
And the key is found in John chapter 14.
这关键是在约翰福音的第14章。
Jesus says to his disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒们说,
"I will ask the Father,
我要求父,
and he will give you another helper,
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师,
to be with you forever,
叫他永远与你们同在。
Even the Spirit of Truth,
就是真理的圣灵,
whom the world cannot receive,
乃世人所不能接受的,
because it neither sees him nor knows,
因为他们不见他也不认识他。
And he tells us this about the Holy Spirit.
他说的这都是关于圣灵。
You know him.
我们认识他。
For he dwells with,
因为他住在我们里面,
and will be in you.
他要常与我们同在。
Now I usually don't do this,
我一般不会这么做。
Because I am not a Greek scholar.
因为我不是一个叫希腊文学者。
And I figure there's no need to read a bunch of books and then pretend that I am.
所以我一般也觉得我不会假装说我读了一些希腊文的这个书来告诉你们我是希腊文学者。
But I'm going to do something I usually don't do.
但是今天我要做一件我通常不会做的事。
Because there's a word in this verse that is very, very important to understand.
因为在这段经文里面有一个词是非常非常重要的，让我们必须要理解它。
It says the Holy Spirit is our paraclete.
他说这个 圣灵是我们的保惠师，保惠师这个词。
And the problem that translators always have with this word is there is no English word that matches up with it.
这问题就在于从希腊文翻译到任何一种语言，这些翻译者就很难找到一个词能够完全代表这希腊文原文的意思。
So last week I went and I looked up this word in several different Bibles.
所以我昨天上个星期我就一直在查这个词，就在不同的版本的圣经里去查这个词是怎么翻译的。
And every translator wrestles with, what do I do with this word?
几乎每一个译者都在为对这个词都很挣扎，究竟要把它翻译成一个什么样的意思才准确呢？
I can't just put a Greek word right in the middle of an English Bible translation.
我也不能在这个英文的圣经之中就丢进去这么一个希腊文的词啊。
So the translation I read to you this morning,
所以今天早上我为大家读的这段翻译
translates it helper.
他把这个希腊文的原文的词译作保惠师，或者说是帮助者 helper 帮助者。
Because the Holy Spirit is the one who comes alongside us and helps us when we are helpless.
因为圣灵就是那位与我们同行，在我们随时需要帮助的时候，特别是我们无助的时候，能够来帮助我们的那一位。
That's a good translation.
这个翻译还是不错。
But it's not everything in this word.
但是它没有涵盖这个词的全部意义。
So another translation translates it, he is our comforter.
所以另外一个翻译就把它译作是我们的安慰者。
I will send you a comforter.
这个主说我要差遣一位安慰者。
Because when we are suffering,
因为当我们在受苦的时候
when we feel we are alone,
当我们觉得孤单的时候
He is the one who comes alongside us and comforts us.
他就是那位来到我们身边安慰我们的。
That's a good translation.
这也是很好的一个翻译。
But it's not what all this word is about.
但这个词的意思可比这个安慰者要更多。
So I looked at another translation.
所以我又去查另外一种译法。
And it said, I will send you a counselor.
这次这个翻译的用的是 counselor, 就是咨询师的一个意思。
Because sometimes we are confused.
因为有的时候我们会觉得糊涂。
We are lost.
我们觉得自己迷失了。
And we need someone who comes alongside us.
我们需要有个人到我们身边来。
And says,
跟我们说
Let me give you counsel.
来我来帮助你辅导你一下。
Let me point you in the right direction.
我来指给你正确的方向。
That's a good translation.
这也是很好的一个翻译。
But then I looked at another.
然后我又再查了一个圣经版本。
And it said, I will send you an advocate.
他这里头翻译的是说我要差遣你一位辩护者。
Because you see, sometimes we are standing before our heavenly judge.
因为你知道有时候我们就站在天上的大法官面前。
And we say, I need someone to lead my case.
我们就想我们需要一个辩护律师来为我们的这个案子来辩护。
Another translation.
还有一位
译
者
I will send you a friend.
说的是我要差遣一位朋友。
Now I thought that's not right.
我在想朋友这个词翻译的好像不大好。
But then I read some more.
然后我又再想一想。
Sometimes I need that person who will always be there.
有时候我就是需要这样一个朋友永远在我身边永远跟我一起。
The friend, the divine friend who will never leave me alone.
这个天上的这位朋友他永远不会让我孤单。
I finally decided to try to translate it myself.
就我干脆决定我还是自己来翻译吧，能不能找到一个更好的译法。
Now this one will never end up in a Bible somewhere.
我的这个翻译方法恐怕永远不会在，你不会在圣经里找到。
But this was the best I could do.
但是我所能做的也就是这些了。
I will ask the Father.
我要问父神
and he will give you one who will be what you need each step of the way.
他要赐给你这一位在你任何时候需要帮助他都永远在你身边。
Now you can figure out why that's not going to ever be used.
你可以想想看我这个说法估计不会被写在圣经里。
But that's what this word paraclete is.
但是这个希腊词汇的确就是包含这一切的意思。
The one who will be exactly what you need each step of your Christian life.
在你的基督徒的生涯之中，你任何时候你所最需要的东西，他就是那一位。
When you need a helper, he will be your helper.
当你需要一个帮助者的时候，他就是你的帮助者。
When you need a comforter,
当你需要
bring comfort.
当你需要安慰者的时候，他就是那位带来安慰的人。
When you need a counselor, he will bring guidance.
当你需要一个人来咨询的时候，他就是那位咨询师，给你提供方向。
When you need an advocate, he will plead your case.
当你需要一个人来为你辩护的时候，他就会来为你来辩护。
When you need a divine friend, he will be there.
当你需要一个天上的一个朋友，他也会在那里与你同在。
He will be exactly what you need each step of the way.
在你人生中的每一步，他都是你最需要的那一位。
Jesus said, "This helper will dwell with you."
耶稣说，这位帮助者会与你住在你里面。
That word "dwell" is a special word.
住在我们里面，这个住是个特别很特别的词。
It's a word that means to abide permanently.
这个意思是说他会永远的永久的住在里面。
You see, I visit China.
你们知道我是去过中国。
Well, I used to before everything got shut down.
在这个 lockdown 关禁闭之前我是去过中国的。
But to visit is temporary.
但是去过什么地方只是暂时的。
I visit China, I dwell in Hope Sound.
我去过中国但是我住在 Hope Sound.
That's permanent.
因为我的永久的这个家是在 Hope Sound.
And Jesus says to them, the Holy Spirit will not be an occasional visitor into your life.
耶稣跟他们说的是，这个圣灵可不是偶尔来拜访的这一位。
He will dwell in you day after day after day.
他会一天一天的就住在你里面，与你常在。
He will always be there.
他会永远在那里。
And then when he said that the Spirit will dwell in you,
然后他说这个圣灵要住在你们里面。
I am sure that the disciples thought of something that we usually don't think about.
我相信当时的门徒肯定是想了一些我们通常不会想到的事情。
Because we are not Jewish.
因为我们不是犹太人。
But when they heard that the Spirit will dwell in you,
当他们听到说这圣灵要住在你们里面，
they thought back to the Old Testament.
这些门徒们肯定会想到旧约。
In fact,They could look from where they were and they could see the temple where God dwelled.
因为他们甚至他们抬头看都会看到圣殿耶路撒冷的圣殿那是神住的地方。
That was the dwelling place for God.
因为圣殿就是神要住的地方。
And Jesus says to his disciples,
耶稣对他的门徒说
God the Holy Spirit is going to come and he is going to dwell in you.
圣灵会下来住在你们里面。
The same way God dwells in the temple.
就像神住在圣殿里面一样。
And a few years later, Paul is going to write a letter and he's going to say this.
在几年以后，保罗会写这样一封信，他在信里这样说。
Do you not know that your body, as Christians, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
岂不知作为基督徒，你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Think about this for a moment.
所以现在想一想。
Your body, your physical bodies,
你的肉身，你的身体
is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的殿。
Just as God lived in the Holy of Holies in the temple,
就如同神在住在圣殿的至圣所一样。
He lives in each of you who are believers.
他住在我们每一位信徒的身上。
You are a walking temple.
你是一个行走的圣殿。
When you walk out of here today,
当你今天从这个教堂里走出去，
you are not leaving the place where God lives.
你没有离开神所住的地方。
He is dwelling in you.
因为他住在你们里面。
That means tomorrow, wherever you go,
它就意味着明天无论你去哪里，
you're a walking temple.
你是个行走的圣殿。
The Spirit is in you.
是圣灵就在你里面。
When you are tempted,
当你受到诱惑，
you do not face that temptation in your own power.
你不是靠着你自己的力量在面对诱惑。
The Holy Spirit is in you.
圣灵在你里面。
When others reject you because of your faith,
当别人因为你的信仰而拒绝你的时候，
you're not alone.
你也不是孤单的。
The advocate is dwelling in you and defending you.
你的这个辩护者就在你里面，在保护你。
When you testify to an unbeliever,
当你对一个不信的人做见证的时候，
you're not alone.
你不孤单。
The counselor is guiding your words.
因为这个咨询师就在帮助你，教你怎么说。
And when you face sickness,
当你生重病的时候。
When you lay in a hospital bed,
当你在医院的病床上躺着的时候。
The comforter is right there.
你的安慰者就在你旁边。
The paraclete dwells with you.
因为我们的圣灵就住在我们里面。
And so this morning, I want to look for a few minutes at what the Holy Spirit does in our life.
所以今天早上我想要花些时间来看看圣灵在我们生命中做了些什么。
Five things I hope to be able to get through this morning.
我想要谈到五点，希望我们有足够的时间。
But don't worry, I put little marks at different spots where I can just chop if I need to.
所以不用担心，我们是时间是够的。
Like bologna, you just slice it where you need. Number one.
第一点。
John 3.
约翰福音第三章。
The Holy Spirit gives us.Spiritual life.
圣灵给我们属灵的生命。
John 3 tells the story of Nicodemus.
我们在约翰福音第三章里看到的是尼哥底母的故事。
He's a religious leader. He's a scholar.
尼哥底母是一个宗教领袖，他是个学者。
He comes to Jesus to ask about what Jesus is teaching.
他来到耶稣这儿来问他耶稣教的是什么。
And again, imagine how confusing it must be.
你可以想象一下他当时有多么糊涂。
To an adult.
因为他是个成年人了。
To have this man say to you,
但是这个人跟他讲
，It's very simple,
很简单。
All you need to do is to be born again.
你所需要的就是重生。
Nicodemus looks at him like I would look at him.
尼哥底母就看着耶稣，就像我现在，我估计也会这样子，很迷惑的就看着耶稣。
It's easy to be part of the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，这成为神国的一员很容易啊，你就需要。
Just be born again.
就需要重生。
And then Jesus explains.
然后耶稣就解释说
All spiritual life comes from the Spirit.
所有的属灵生命都来自于圣灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
从灵生的就是灵。
The first thing the Holy Spirit does, I want you to see this morning, is He gives us.Spiritual life.
所以圣灵所做的第一件事就是他给了我们属灵的生命。
Apart from the Holy Spirit, we are dead in our sins.
如果没有圣灵，我们就在罪中死去。
And we have spiritual life only through the new birth.
我们能够拥有属灵的生命，只能通过重生。
And that new birth is possible only through the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit.
这个重生只能通过给予我们属灵生命的圣灵而得。
There is no way, no matter how good you are, there is no way you can give yourself spiritual life.
无论我们有多好，多么善良，我们都无法给自己这个属灵的生命。
John chapter 6, Jesus is teaching.
在约翰福音第六章，耶稣在教导。
And he makes his audience very angry with him.
当时的这个听众对他很生气。
He says to them something that seems simple.
他对他们讲的听起来很简单。
He says, it's the spirit who gives life.
他说叫人活着的乃是灵。
The flesh is no help at all.
肉体是无益的。
And it makes them angry.
这个当时的听众很生气。
And the reason it makes them angry is they think the flesh is some help.
因为这些犹太的这些听众，他们觉得肉体是有用的。
Because they are Jewish people.
因为他们是犹太人。
They are God's chosen people.
他们是神的选民。
How can Jesus suggest that they lack any spiritual life?
耶稣怎么能说他们没有属灵的生命呢？
They are so offended.
他们当时多么
that it says many of them went away and never again followed him.
这些听众很多人非常生气，从此他们中间有很多退去的，不再和他。
They cannot accept that all of us.
他们无法接受。
Jew or Gentile.
他无法接受说，不论是犹太人还是外邦人。
Churchgoer or pagan.
去参加教会的还是这些异教徒。
All of us are spiritually dead apart from the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵，我们所有的人都属灵生命都是死的。
Paul understood this very well.
但是保罗对此是非常理解的。
Philippians 3, he says, if there is anyone who can brag, it should be me.
保罗在腓立比书第三章他说如果任何人可以靠着他的肉体来夸口那就是我了
I was circumcised according to the law
他说我按着律法受了割礼
I was born into the tribe of Benjamin an honored tribe
我是生在本杰明便雅悯支派这是很受尊重的一个支派
I was a Pharisee who carefully kept the law
我是个法利赛人我完全的遵守律法
If there is any way that the flesh can give you spiritual lifeI have it.
如果肉体能够在以任何方式给你属灵的生命，我一定是有的。
But then he says.
然后他说
，All of that was nothing.
这一切都什么都不算。
What I had marked up as gain was nothing more than rubbish that you throw out in the trash.
他说我过去所认为对我有益的，在我现在看来都是粪土。
Why?
为什么
？Because none of the things we do.Can bring spiritual life.
因为我们所做的一切都不能让我们有属灵的生命。
Romans 7, Paul describes his efforts to bring himself to spiritual life.
在罗马书的第七章，保罗就描述他自己，他所花的一切力气，想让自己拥有属灵的生命。
He tried hard.
他是花了很大的力气。
Before the Damascus Road, Paul was the most religious person you've ever met.
在这个大马士革路上见到主之前耶稣不保罗是你所能见过的最最遵守宗教的最最有信仰的一个人
He would put all of us to shame
我们跟他相比我们都会觉得羞愧
But all of that led up to this
但是最后这所有他这一切努力
In frustration
他最后得到的就是挫败感
Paul says
保罗在他的挫败感中他说
Wretched man that I am
我真是苦啊
Who will deliver me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？Paul has realized there is nothing that he can do to free himself in his own power.
保罗意识到，他又靠着他自己的力气，他无法让自己解脱，无法让自己得自由。
And it's the same for every one of us.
对我们中间每一个人都是如此。
But then Paul continues.
然后保罗就继续说。
For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我。
The Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit, has set you free from the law of sin and death.
赐生命圣灵的这个圣赐生命的灵的这个圣灵给了我们脱离罪和死亡的。
We have life, Paul says.
我们现在有了生命，保罗说。
Because the Spirit of God dwells in us.
因为神的圣灵在我们住在我们中间。
The first thing I want you to see this morning, you are a walking temple.
所以第一件事，今天早上我想要你知道的是，
The Holy Spirit lives in you.
圣灵住在你里面。
And His presence gives you spiritual life.
圣灵与你同在，就给了你属灵的生命。
But the second thing I want you to see this morning comes from Romans.
第二件事我想要大家看到的是在从罗马书。
The Holy Spirit gives you assurance.
这个属圣灵给你确据。
You see, Paul tells us we have spiritual life through the Holy Spirit.
保罗说我们通过圣灵有了属灵的生命。
And then he tells us the way we know that we have spiritual life is through the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么样知道的呢？是通过圣灵知道的。
The one who brought us to life
圣灵给我们属灵生命
is the one who assures us of that life.
圣灵也给我们确据让我们知道我们有属灵生命
And so he says in Romans 8 verse 15,
在罗马书八章十五节他说
You did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕
But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
你们所受的乃是儿子的心
By whom we cry, Abba, Father.
因此我们呼叫阿爸父
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女
Paul says, you have not been given a spirit of slavery.
保罗说你们所受的不是奴仆的心
You do not need to live in fear.
所以不要在恐惧中生活。
Because God has adopted you as His child.
因为神已经收你们做他的儿女了。
And you do not approach God as a slave.
所以你在接近神的时候，你不是一个奴仆的心。
If our tech brother back there will put up a picture, I have two pictures I want you to see.
我想要你们看到两幅图像。
Both of these pictures come from, I think, the same day.
我想这两张照片都来自于同一天拍下来的。
They are both pictures in the White House.
他们就是都是在白宫的照片。
The first one is a group of generals.
这一张照片我们看到是这一群将军。
Meeting with President Kennedy during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
他们在古巴导弹危机中跟这个总统肯尼迪见面。
They are discussing the possibility of a nuclear war.
他们当时在讨论核战争的可能性。
But I want you to see a second picture taken, I think, the same day.
但是同一天另外一张照片看一看。
President Kennedy is talking to someone in his office.
这是肯尼迪总统在他跟他办公室的某个人讲话。
And under his desk,
在他的这个办公桌底下你看到。
His little three-year-old John John.
是他的儿子三岁的这个 John Kennedy.
While everyone else is talking about the war,
别人都在讨论战争。
John John is playing under the desk.
这个小男孩子是在这个办公桌底下在玩呢。
Now here's what I want you to realize.
我想要你认识到的就是。
On that first picture.
在这第一张照片我们看到。
If you'll go back, if you had asked any of those generals.
如果你问问其中的某一位将军。
Who is this you're talking to?
你在跟谁说话呢？
They would have said.
他们会说。
That is Mr. President.
我们在跟总统先生讲话。
That is the president of the United States of America.
他是美国总统。
And when one of them got ready to say something, they said, Mr. President, I think, whatever.
中间如果有人要跟总统要说一句话的话，他一定会说，总统先生，我这件事我是这么想的。
But in the second picture,
但是在第二张照片里你看到。
When John John wanted to say something,
当他这个小儿子如果要跟爸爸讲话，他会。
He just said,
他会说。
Daddy, I want a piece of candy.
爸爸，我要一块糖。
He never thought about saying, Mr. President.
这儿子跟爸爸讲话，他绝对不会说总统先生。
It was Daddy.
他会叫爸爸。
Thank you. Now, Paul says this to us.
所以保罗跟我们这样说。
The Holy Spirit has assured you that you are God's child.
这个圣灵已经给你了确据，你是神的儿女。
And so you can approach him, not as a master.
所以你接近神的时候，你不是像一个主人去回答。
Not as a threat.
也不是觉得很害怕的。
Not as someone you have to be afraid of.
不是你去战战兢兢的去面对的一个人。
You can approach him as Abba.
你可以像一个孩子一样去接近父亲。
Apart from the Spirit's witness.
如果没有圣灵的这个见证
，We will live in fear.
我们会在恐惧中生活。
We will read our Bibles. We will pray.
我会读经祷告。
And we will think, "Am I doing enough?"
然后我们就会想，我做得够了吗
？What if God is angry with me?
如果神对我生气怎么办呢
？Couple weeks ago, I talked to someone about Islam.
在几周之前，我跟人讨论这个伊斯兰教。
I said, "What is it like?" The relationship between you and Allah.
我就问他，你跟这个阿拉，伊斯兰教的这个教主，这个阿拉的关系。
And he said, I do everything very, very carefully according to the Quran.
他说我会按照可兰经的要求做每一件事，我都会很仔细、很认真的去做。
And I said, How do you know you have done enough?
我就问他，你怎么样知道你做够了呢
？And this was the frightening answer.
他给我的答案让我觉得很害怕。
There is no way to know.
他没法知道。
When I die,
我死的话
，Allah will decide.
我只有死了以后，让阿拉来决定我做的够不够。
Judgment or paradise.
或者我要受审判，或者
And there is no way to know ahead of time which it will be.
在这之前，没有人知道。
Even if I keep every requirement of the Quran.
即使是我按照可兰经上的要求，每一个要求都做到了。
Even if I do the pilgrimage to Mecca.
即使我到麦加去朝圣。
Allah can decide.
只有安拉才能够决定。
It's not enough.
说不定就不够啊。
The Holy Spirit says to us.
但是圣灵跟我们说。
You don't have to live that way.
你不需要这样生活。
You can live the words of the song we sang this morning with blessed assurance.
你可以就像我们今天早上唱的赞美诗里所说的，我在这个已经是祝福的、有福的确据中生活。
Not because I've done enough.
不是因为你做足够。
but because the Holy Spirit assures me I am a child of God.
而是因为圣灵跟我说我是神的儿女。
And I can come boldly to my Father.
我可以大胆地来到父的面前。
Let me move to the third one.
我们现在谈第三点。
The Holy Spirit gives us spiritual life.
圣灵给我们属灵的生命。
The Holy Spirit gives us assurance we are God's child.
圣灵给我们确据，让我们知道我们是神的儿女。
And then I want you to see that the Holy Spirit empowers us for service.
我还想要你看到圣灵让我们有能力、有力量来服事。
Acts 1:8 is one of the most amazing verses in the New Testament for me.
对我来讲，这是新约之中最让我觉得惊讶、最让我觉得奇妙的一句，这个圣经是使徒行传的一章八节。
Jesus is getting ready to ascend into heaven.
耶稣当时已经要上升、要升天了。
And he looks at his disciples.
他看着他的门徒们。
And he says, "You will be my witnesses."
他说：“你们要做我的见证。
In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth."
你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Now the reason this verse is so amazing to me is this.
这个经文对我这么来对我来说这么奇妙，是因为
when he looks at those disciples.
当他看着他的门徒们。
There's Peter.
彼得在这儿呢。
6 weeks ago,
仅仅在六个星期之前
，Peter swore, "I don't know that man."
彼得发誓，我不认识那个人。
6 weeks,
只不过才六个星期之前呢。
Thomas is there.
然后多马也在那儿。
6 weeks ago, Thomas said, "I don't believe he's risen."
在六周之前，多马说，我才不相信他复活了。
James and John are there.
然后这个雅各和约翰也在那儿。
It's just been a few months since they said to Jesus, "Can we call down fire from heaven and burn up the Samaritans?"
大概就在几个月之前，他们跟主说，我们可不可以让天上降下火来，把这个撒玛利亚都给烧尽
？And now Jesus looks at them.
但是现在耶稣看着他们说
，6 weeks later.
这是六周以后的事儿。
You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.
你们要在耶路撒冷。
Peter.The same people who heard you deny me,
彼得
are going to hear you testify to me.
那些听到你在说我不认识他的那些人，同样的那群人会听到你跟他们做见证。
And in Judea and Samaria,
在犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
James and John,
然后雅各和约翰。
You're going to go back to Samaria.
你们还要回到撒玛利亚去。
And those people you wanted to burn to a crisp.
你们以前你们想要把让天上降火把这个撒玛利亚人都烧死算了。
You're going to preach to them.
现在你要对他们讲道啊。
And Thomas, I've got something special for you.
然后多马，我有一件特别的东西给你。
6 weeks ago, you didn't even think I was alive.
你六周之前你觉得你不会你觉得我已经死了。
I'm sending you to the end of the earth.
但是我要让你到地极去。
You're going to go to India. And you're going to preach.About my resurrection.
你要到印度去，要跟他们去宣讲我复活的道。
I read that, and I think they can't be ready.
我读到这段，我就想他们怎么可能准备好了呢
？6 weeks.
六个星期之前。
I mean, I used to teach in a college.
我过去我在大学教书。
4 years, and I didn't think they were ready.
我教那些学生教了四年，他们都没准备好。
I knew some of them weren't ready because I remembered when they were a freshman.
我知道他们中间有些人没准备好，我还记得他们刚大学刚进大一新生的时候样子。
6 weeks,
六个星期。
But here's the key.
但是关键在这儿。
You will receive power.
你们会得到能力。
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
That's why they're going to be able to serve.
这就是为什么这些人都能够去服事。
They will be ready to serve when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
当圣灵来到他们身上，他们就能够去服事。
Until then, they were not ready.
在那之前，他们真的是没准备好。
But the Holy Spirit would equip them for service.
但是圣灵会装备他们，让他们能够服事。
That was true then, and it's true now.
在那个时候，这是真实的，到现在仍然是真实的。
The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the power to serve.
圣灵就是那位给我们能力，让我们能够服事的那一位。
20 years after Pentecost,
在这个圣灵这个五旬降临、五旬节20年之后
，There's a church in Corinth.
在这哥罗西有这么一家教会
，And they really, really like the idea of the Holy Spirit's gifts.
他们很喜欢这个属灵的恩赐的这个概念。
You see, when they come to church,
当他们来到教会
they want people to look around.
他们就有人在这各处看。这哥林多教会不是哥罗西。
There's Joe, he's a faith healer.
哦、oh, 我看到他了他
And there, Kathleen, she speaks in tongues really, really well.
哇他有这个恩赐然后 Catherine 能够说各样的方言都是很有恩赐。
And everybody is sitting there thinking, how can I get the most impressive gifts?
他们坐在那儿的人都在想、哦、我怎么样才能得到最棒的这个恩赐呢
And Paul writes them,
保罗就跟他们写信说
And he says, I don't want you to be uninformed about the gifts.
保罗说 我希望你们能够明白这个恩赐是怎么回事
I'm going to teach you about these gifts you're so proud of.
我要来跟你们讲讲你们所得到的这些恩赐
And he goes on,
然后 他继续说
to tell them,
他跟他们讲
those gifts are not for your glory.
这些恩赐可不是为了给你带来荣耀。
Those gifts are for you to use in serving God's church.
这些恩赐是为了让你用来服侍神的教会的。
Spiritual gifts are for service, not for our glory.
属灵的恩赐是为了让我们能够服侍，而不是为了我们个人的荣耀。
Can you imagine a janitor?
你可以想象一下吗？一个清洁工。
Who holds up a broom?
拿着他手上的扫帚。
And says, "Look at this broom. Isn't it impressive?"
他就跟大家说看哪、啊、看着这个扫帚它是不是让你觉得印象深刻呢
I must be a great janitor to be given this broom.
我一定是个最棒的一个清洁工因为 我得到了这样一把扫帚。
You would say that guy's a nut.
你说这家伙是不是疯了
A broom isn't for show.
你拿个扫帚有什么好去
炫耀 You don't wave your broom around saying, look how impressive this is.
你不可能挥着一把扫帚让人看这个扫帚多么让人印象深刻。
You just sweep the floor.
你这个扫帚是为了扫地的。
And Paul says to these Corinthians who are waving around their spiritual gifts.
所以保罗就对这些哥林多的教会的人说这些人其实就挥着自己的这个属灵恩赐。
Don't be a bunch of nuts.
所以保罗说你们不要做傻瓜吧
Your gifts are not for show.
你们的这个属灵恩赐不是为了来炫耀的
They are for service.
而是为了来服侍的
Get to work.
所以去工作吧
You see when we forget this
你知道吗当我们忘记这一点
Spiritual gifts become dangerous.
我们的属灵的这个恩赐会变得很危险的
Today just like then.
就像今天就我们今天也跟他们以前一样
We begin to say, look at me.
我们可以开始说看看我呢
I have a gift for teaching.
我有教导的恩赐
Everyone loves it when I teach.
哦、oh, 我讲话跟大家教导的时候每个人都爱
Well, that's fine.
你说哦、oh, 那挺好
But my gift is leadership.
但是说我的恩赐是做领导的
I'm in charge.
我是来做管理的
That's more important.
这更重要啊
And someone else says, that's nothing.
又有人说那算不了啥呀。
I have the gift of evangelism.
我有布道的恩赐。
People are going to go to heaven because of me.
我有传福音的恩赐所以人上天堂是因为我的恩赐啊。
That's better than all of you.
他说我这个恩赐比你们的都重要。
And Paul says,
保罗说
you bunch of nuts.
你们这些傻瓜。
They're brooms.
这就像你们挥着扫帚在那喊一样。
Get to sweeping the floor.
你们去扫地吧。
The gifts are for service.
我们的恩赐都是为了服侍的。
We see it all the time.
我们看到这样的这个炫耀，我们常常会看到这样的炫耀。
You go to a faith healing crusade.
然后你去这种经常有这样的布道会，说他们可以有医治的能力。
Someone's going to say.
有人就会说。
Give me an offering.
你奉献。
And I'll use my spiritual gift to heal you.
我就要用我属灵的恩赐来医治你。
You watch a television show.
有一次我看到你在电视上看的电视布道会里面。
And a television evangelist says.
有些电视布道家会说。
God wants to make you rich.
神想要你很富有。
Buy my book and I'll show you how.
你买我的书你就会知道你怎么样才能。
They have forgotten.
他们已经完全忘记了。
That the Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts not for our benefit.
神给我们属灵的恩赐不是为了我们个人的好处而是为了服侍
So if you want to see the gifts of the Holy Spirit in action
所以如果你想要看到神的恩赐在行动的话
Don't go to the faith healing crusade
别去那些用信心医治的那些什么布道会之类的
Go watch a team of believers preparing meals to feed the homeless
你去看一看一大群信主的人他们怎么样为这些没无家可归的人准备饭食
See a Christian layman drop a bag of groceries off for a single mom.
去看一看一个 基督徒把一袋这个蔬菜什么的这个日常用品送给一个单亲母亲。
If you want to see spiritual gifts,
如果你想要看到属灵的恩赐。
Find a teenager who's sitting with an old person in a nursing home.
你在这个就在这个老人之家去看看一个年轻人跟老人家坐在一起。
Go to Food Town and see someone handing out gospel tracts.
或者你去 Food Town 去看看，我们教会的人可能就在那儿翻发教会的单张。
A teacher teaching the children's Sunday school class.
你看看一个主日学的老师在教导孩子们圣经的知识。
A shy person saying, "Okay, I'll help lead a cell group."
你也要看一看是不是一个 很羞涩的内向的人可以跟他的领导说我愿意去这么做。
The Holy Spirit is empowering them for service.
因为圣灵给了他们能力能够去服侍。
You're a walking temple.
你是行走的圣殿。
And the Holy Spirit has equipped you to serve God's church.
圣灵已经装备了你 让你能够在神的这个教会里服侍。
So Pastor Joe says we need someone to lead a discipleship group.
周牧师说我们需要有人来带一个门徒训练的班。
And you say, well, that's not me because I don't have the ability.
你可能说啊，那肯定不是我因为我没这个能力。
And then you remember.
然后你就想起来。
Wait a minute.
等等。
I am the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我是圣灵的殿。
I can't do it, but I think the Holy Spirit can.
我做不到但是我相信圣灵能够做到。
Okay, Pastor, I'll serve.
所以周牧师我愿意。
That's the Holy Spirit at work in our life.
这就是圣灵在我们生命之中去 有所作为的我们应该看到的。
The fourth thing I want to say this morning, the last one I think I'm going to talk about.
第四点。
The Holy Spirit makes us holy.
这个圣灵能够让我们圣洁。
First Thessalonians.
在这个帖撒罗尼迦。
Chapter 4.
前书第四章。
The believers at Thessalonica had been born again.
这些这个帖撒罗尼迦的这些信徒们已经得到重生。
But there were some riots, and Paul was forced out of the city before he had time to teach these new converts.
但是当时这个城里头有一些暴徒把保罗赶走了，所以他都没有机会跟这些新生的信徒们来讲。
The new believers' class got canceled.
这些新信徒的这个门徒训练班结果被取消了。
Because a mob was beating up the teacher.
因为当时这些暴徒们把保罗打的就把保罗赶走了。
And so Paul writes 1 Thessalonians to give them the instructions he wanted to give them in that new believers class.
所以保罗就给他们写了这封帖撒罗尼迦前书，就是为了告诉他们保罗本来想在课程上教给他们的东西，现在用书信来表达。
When he comes to chapter 4, he gives them instructions about how to live a holy life.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章他就说告诉他们怎么样来过圣洁的生活。
He says, this is the will of God, verse 3.
第三节。
This is the will of God.
他说这就是神的旨意。
Your sanctification.
神的旨意要你们成为圣徒。
To make you holy.
要远避淫行。
And he gives them this instruction.
然后他给了他们这些指点。
They live in a society that is marked by immorality.
在那个时候这个社会是道德上是非常低下很淫乱的。
And he says, God's will is that you will abstain from sexual immorality.
他说神是要求你们个人要尊贵守着自己的身体。
They live in a world that says, if it feels good, do it.
他们那时候的世界就跟他们讲你觉得感觉好就去做。
And he says, this is God's will.
但是保罗说这是神的意思。
That a Christian must control his body in holiness and honor.
神个人要晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
Not following the passions of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God.
不是像外邦那些不认识神的人一样放纵邪情私欲。
Now as they are listening to this read, when they get this letter and listen to it.
他们得到这帖撒罗尼迦教会的人拿到这封信，他们在读这封信的时候。
I am sure some of them are thinking this is impossible.
我相信他们中间肯定有人觉得说这怎么可能啊
Paul doesn't understand our city.
保罗根本就不了解我们这个城市。
We are surrounded by filth.
我们所围绕这个城市的都是些污秽。
How does Paul think we can live a holy life in this world?
保罗怎么觉得我们在这样的世界里能够过的圣洁的生活呢
And then we come to verse 8.
然后来到第八章第八节。
Paul says,
保罗说
You're going to be able to do this.
你们能够做到。
Because God gives his Holy Spirit to you.
因为神给了你们他的圣灵。
The way they could live a holy life.
他们能够去过一个圣洁的生活。
And 2,000 years later, the way you and I can live a holy life in our world
2000年以后你和我在我们现今的社会能够过一个圣洁的生活
is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
是通过圣灵的大能。
Galatians 5, Paul shows our life under the power of sin.
加拉太书第五章神保罗就 写的就是我们 在这个罪之中是过的怎么样的生活。
Apart from the Holy Spirit, he says, this is the fruit that was growing in your life.
他说如果没有圣灵这就是你们生命中所结出的果子。
Sexual immorality.
奸淫。
Impurity.
污秽。
Sensuality.
邪荡。
He goes through a whole list, fits of anger.
然后就是恼怒激愤
Rivalry, division.
结党纷争分裂
That's our old life.
这是我们的老我
And he says, but now you live in the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是他说你们现在是生活在圣灵的这个大能之下
And now you have a new fruit in your life.
我们会结出圣灵的果子
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱喜乐和平
Patience, kindness, goodness.
忍耐恩慈良善
Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
信实温柔节制
This is the fruit that comes in the life of a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果一个人被圣灵充满，他就能结出这样的果子。
That's the evidence of the Spirit in our life.
这才是圣灵在我们身上，住在我们身上的一个证据。
Not showy gifts.
不是去炫耀你的恩赐。
But the quiet fruit.Of the Spirit growing in our life.
而是圣灵所结出的这安静的果子在我们身上成长。
Back to Romans 8.
再回到罗马书。
Paul gives us this beautiful picture of life filled with the Holy Spirit.
为了圣灵充满的生命，保罗给了我们一幅美妙的画面。
He says, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Paul says to us, we do not have to live in bondage to sin.
保罗说我们不需要在罪和死的这个枷锁之中生活。
But through the power of the Spirit, day by day, we can live lives of victory.
但是靠着圣灵的大能，一天一天的，我们可以过得胜的生活。
And this is not some pie in the sky dream.
这可不是天上掉馅饼的一个美梦而已。
This is not for people living in a monastery somewhere.
这也不是那些修道士们在这个修道院里的生活。
Through the Spirit, you and I can live victorious lives.
通过圣灵的大能，你和我可以过得胜的生命。
So many Christians think we must live in constant spiritual defeat.
很多的基督徒觉得我们必须要不断的在这个就是属灵的这个失败之中生活。
But part of the message of Pentecost
但是五旬节的信息有一部分是
is that we can live the joyful life of Romans 8.
我们可以过着罗马书第八章所说的这种充满喜乐的生命。
Let me put this in real life terms.
我用今天的这个生活来解释一下。
You come home from a difficult day at work.
你在工作中有了很困难的一天，然后回家。
You want to eat supper and collapse in your favorite chair.
你想要吃了晚饭，然后就躺在沙发上，你好好的放松一下。
But it turns out that your spouse has also had a difficult day.
但是你才发现你的太太或你的先生也是有这样一个困难的一天。
You are irritable.
你很生气，你很容易就被激怒。
And she is irritable.
他也很不高兴，你今天也过得不好。
And so soon, a minor disagreement becomes a major battle.
然后很快，你们两个之间的一些小的纷争，突然就成了一场战争。
Yesterday, last night, I walked down the street with my daughter.
昨天晚上，我跟我女儿在街上走。
And all of a sudden, I saw, I assume, a husband and wife.
我看到，我估计他们是夫妻两个。
Standing in front of their house.
他们就在他们家门口站着。
And she was just screaming at him.
那个太太就对着先生在那尖叫。
And I wanted to invite them to church.
我当时就想把他们邀请到教会来算了。
But I didn't want to come to church with a black eye.
但是我不想我第二天来教会脸上被揍了一拳。
But they needed to hear this.
但是他们需要听到这个信息。
A small issue becomes a big one.
一个很小的一个争吵可能就最后就变成一场战争了。
And you're tempted.
你就当时你这个情绪之下你就想。
To live in Galatians 5.
我恨不得我都能像加拉太书第五章那样说的去过日子。
Verse 20.
这个加拉太书的五章第二十节是
The fruit of the flesh
肉体的果子
is strife, anger, and division.
就是纷争、结党、嫉妒。
And a lot of people,
很多人
even Christians,
甚至是基督徒
will say, you can't help it, you're only human.
就是说哎呀你也没办法嘛你我们都是人呢。
You can't control it.
我们又控制不住我们自个儿。
But Paul says, yes, you are only human.
但是保罗说是的你们只不过是人而已
But you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
但是你们有圣灵住在你们里面
You are a walking temple.
你们是个行走的圣殿
The Holy Spirit dwells in you.
圣灵住在你们里面
And so because of his power.
但是所以靠着圣灵的大能
You can live in verse 22 instead of verse 20.
你可以过加拉太书第五章二十二节所说的日子
Instead of strife, fits of anger and division.
你就是我们可以不必去恼怒纷争
You can respond with love, joy, peace.
你可以用恩慈、良善、信实、和平来回应
Patience, kindness, gentleness.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、温柔、节制。
Not because you are clenching your jaw and thinking I want to yell, but I'm not going to because I am filled with the Spirit.
不是因为你在那紧咬牙关说，哎呀，我真想大吼，可是我不能那么做，因为我是有圣灵的。
But because,
而是因为
the power of the Holy Spirit working through you,
圣灵的大能可以在你里面工作
is making you more and more like Christ.
能够让你越来越像耶稣
in the ordinary areas of life.
即使是在日常的这种平淡的生活之中你也能够越来越像基督
Try it this week.
所以这个星期我们来试试看
When you're frustrated with your children,
当你对孩子被孩子的激怒的很有挫败感的时候
When you're tempted to lash out,
当你被受不了了都想要大吼的时候
Remember, I'm a walking temple.
你要记得你是行走的圣殿
Holy Spirit
圣灵
Fill me with your fruit
请用你的圣灵的果子来充满我
To respond like Christ
让我能够像耶稣一样回应
And for you young people who are saying Amen I hope mom and dad heard that
你们这些年轻人可能在那想啊阿们希望我爸妈听到这话我告诉你们
Try it when you're frustrated with your parents.
当你对你的父母感到很挫败的时候
And you're tempted to be disrespectful.
你那时候你想要对父母不尊敬他们想要对他们吼的时候
I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你也跟自己说我想要圣灵充
满 I want his fruit to be filling my life.
我想要圣灵的果子充满我的生命
God help me to show your spirit in this moment.
主啊求你帮助我让你的圣灵在这一刻每一刻都
When you're tempted to gossip
当你有这个诱惑想要跟人去说闲话
untruthful
当你说有这个诱惑想要去说谎
Throughout the week
在整个星期里
God help me to show your spirit
主啊请帮助我让我能够显出你的圣灵
You're a walking temple
你是个行走的圣殿
And you can live in that power
你可以在圣灵的大能下生活
I want to finish by just reading to you a stanza of a hymn that was written for Pentecost.
我想要跟大家再读一段，就是一个圣诗，专门是为五旬节而写的。
It's a prayer that the Holy Spirit.
这是一个祷告，为圣灵的祷告。
He calls him the breath of God.
他把它叫做是圣灵，就是神的呼吸。
Will fill us.
神的呼吸，请充满。
And he prays this, "Breathe on me, breath of God."
他祷告说，圣灵啊，求你把你的呼吸就吹到我身上。
Fill me with life anew.
用新的生命来充满我。
Because the Holy Spirit gives new life.
因为圣灵是给我们新生命的。
That I may love what thou dost love.
我能够爱你所爱。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us a new love for him.
因为圣灵能够给我们一个能够去爱的一个能力。
And do what thou wouldst do.
让我能够做你要我做的。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us A new obedience.
因为圣灵给我们一个新的态度，让我们能够服从。
Our whole life as a Christian is transformed.
我们作为基督徒的生命可以完完全全的被改变。
By His power.
因为靠着圣灵的大能。
And the Christian life becomes a joyful reality.
一个基督徒的生命可以成为一个喜乐的一个现实。
Because He's our Paraclete.
因为他是我们的保惠师。
He is with us.
他与我们同在。
He's our Comforter.
他是我们的安慰者。
He's our helper.
他是我们的帮助者。
He's our advocate.
他是我们的辩护者。
He's our friend.
他是我们的朋友。
He's our counselor.
他也是我们的咨询者。
He is whatever we need.
他是我们所需要的一切的角色。
At every step of the Christian life.
在我们的生命之中的每一步，我们最需要的，他都能提供。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you don't leave us alone.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你不会让我们孤单。
If we were left to our own, there's no way we could live the Christian life.
如果我们只靠着自己，我们无法过基督徒的生活。
We don't have the power.
我们没有这样的能力。
Left to ourselves, we would be afraid.
只靠着我们自己，我们会感到害怕。
We would struggle.
我们会有挣扎。
But you sent your spirit.
但是你差遣了你的圣灵
to live in us,
去住在我们里面
to give us the power to be the people you call us to be,
给我们这样的力量能力能够让我们成为你所呼召我们成为的人
left to ourselves, we can't be the parents that you want us to be,
如果只靠着自己我们无法成为你要我们成为的父母
but through your power,
是靠着你的能力
you can be our counselor,
你可以是我们的咨询者
Who teaches us how to be the parent you call us to be?
你教导我们怎样做你要我们成为的父母。
In ourselves, we can't be the husband or the wife that you call us to be.
只靠着我们自己，我们也无法成为你呼召我们所成为的丈夫或者妻子。
But with your spirit in us,
但是你的圣灵在我们里面。
We can respond to frustrations with love, gentleness, kindness.
我们可以用仁爱、喜乐、和平、温柔来回应挫败。
And Lord, I know that some in our church,
主要我们知道在我们的教会里
face sickness,
也会有人生病
face loneliness,
有人孤单
face difficult challenges,
有人在面对很严重的困难的挑战
left to ourselves,
我们仅靠着自己
We will face those with terrible fear.
我们会在这样的情况下之下，我们会觉得很害怕。
But your spirit is our comforter.
但是你的圣灵就是我们的安慰者。
Our helper who is beside us day by day by day.
你是我们身边随时的帮助。
So this week, would you help us to reach out to you?
所以主啊，这个星期就让你。来帮助我们能够向你伸出手来寻求帮助
to live in the power of your spirit
在你的圣灵的大能之下生活
I pray in Jesus' name
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告
Amen
Amen